Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Favano.
The Cisco Kid.
Say, want to rate ace high with that hungry family of yours?
It's easy.
Just make sure you serve...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, ma'am, serve more good butternut bread. And you are sure to win the applause of everybody from junior to granddad. Because everybody likes that butternut flavor, that richness, that extra richness, that butternut tenderness and fine texture. And you know, you'll like the way that butternut's freshness lasts. If you open a loaf for breakfast one morning, you can enjoy it at noon and again at night. And if there's any left, which I doubt, you'll enjoy it just as fresh and delicious again the next morning. Butternut is baked right to be fresh and wrapped right to stay fresh. When you buy bread, make sure of the brand you buy. Look for the only loaf in the bright blue and white checked gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread. You'll like it.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Intrigue in Ensenada. An incident which occurred in the late 1870s took the famed Cisco Kid and his jovial companion Pancho far from their usual surroundings to the peninsula of Lower California. It also brought two ominous men to this land so far from their native habitat. Two men whose outward appearance was as contrasting as a cougar and a lamb, yet whose inner motives were identical, greed and murder. As our story opens, the larger of the two, a huge figure 6 feet 7 inches tall with massive shoulders like a gorilla, speaks down to his partner, who is barely 4 feet high, a midget.
We're sailing into Tordesillas Bay, Fred. We'll soon be in Ensenada.
Lift me up, Big Jim, so I can see too.
There you are, little man. Sit up on my shoulder. You can see over the heads of the entire crowd.
Ah, what are you laughing about, you bunch of chuckle-headed sheep? Did you ever see a midget before?
Quiet down, the lot of you. I don't take to folks making fun of my small friend.
That's one, Big Jim, with a face like an ape. He deserves his head bashed in. Go ahead, do it.
Ah, never mind, Fred. We'll be getting into the small boat soon. Oh, there goes the anchor now. Let's go forward to get away from these gaping hyenas. There you are.
The mealy mouth fools.
Let them look for now, Fred. Once we get our hands on that treasure, we'll never have to be a sideshow for anybody again.
We'll set up our own empire, Big Jim. When we get our hands on that stuff and convert it into hard cash, we'll have what it takes to rule, to be master.
Now cut the gab, Fred. Hey, here comes the key to our fortune. The man who's kept to himself since we left Panama City. Treat him with silk gloves. Hello there, Mr. Usong.
It is not right, senores, for them to laugh. Sometimes, without knowing it, people can be cruel.
Mighty kind of you to take an interest in us, Mr. Usong.
Our colony of Ensenada was founded to give sanctuary and rest to all people. The proud ones, the humble ones, the tall ones, the short ones.
That's us, Mr. Usong. Big Jim Murphy, the tall one. And me, Fred Ross, the short one.
We have a saying in Spanish, Señor Big Jim y Señor Fred. Mi casa es su casa. My house is your house, señores.
Well, thanks, Mr. Husson.
In Spanish, my name is Walterio. Walter, or in your language, Walt. Please to do me the honor.
Sure thing, Walt. Hey, look, they're lowering a small boat to take us ashore.
We'll be plenty glad to land after this boat ride from Panama City.
Did you walk across the isthmus to get aboard?
Yeah, we sure did.
Santa Maria, you have had a hard journey. I am glad I did not have to make that part of the trip. Ah, but now that the small boat is in the water, your journey is almost over.
I wonder if that rope ladder there, Lorne, will hold my weight.
You'll get a saltwater bath if it doesn't, Big Jim.
Con su permiso. With your permission, senores, I will have to go look after my boxes of freight. I must arrange that they are brought ashore very carefully. I will be back soon, senores.
Hey, did you hear him, Big Jim? Want to bet some of the freight he's bringing ashore leaves here with us?
You really think it's some of the treasure that's going into the new mission?
Of course. All we have to do to get it from is to point a gun at him.
Behind a gun, you're a bigger man than even me, Fred. Suppose Hussong gives you an argument.
Then I pull a trigger. Never argues with anyone again.
You are having a hard time driving these burros, Pancho.
Oh, not so hard, Chisco. They like to hit the bullwhip crack over their heads. They ain't no Pancho that never hit him, Chisco.
Just around this next bend of the trail, we will see Todos Santos Bay, and then we will be in Ensenada.
Pancho be glad with that, Chisco. The long journey we make with these burros.
See, it has been a long journey. Stopping at the 16 missions along El Camino Real in Upper California, and now here to Baja California. Are you sorry we agreed to undertake this job?
No. Pancho glad to do it, Cisco. Pancho proud that all the missions trust only Cisco and Pancho to get the treasures they give here to Ensenada.
Yeah, it is an honor, and we have not failed the padres who want to see the mission here in Ensenada restored.
What's going to be the name of this mission, Cisco?
I think the original mission was called Santa Isabel.
So this Todos Santos Bay, huh? No wonder they call the town Ensenada.
See, since Ensenada means cove, and the town is built in the cove of this bay, it is a fitting name.
You keep going, little burro. Not got much farther. Yay! Cisco, where's that signpost with the wooden marker?
The marker reads that the people of this town are going to erect a statue on the spot of Miguel Hidalgo y Castillo.
He's the first hombre to fight for Mexico against the Spanish rulers, no?
See. He is regarded here in Mexico as the father of this country, the same as George Washington is in the United States.
This got to be the main street of Ensenada, Cisco.
It is called Avenida Ruiz, Pancho.
Aye, those burros, I think they come to the end of the journey, Cisco. Hold up.
Hey, what is the matter, Pancho? This is not the place to halt. We are due at the home of Don Walterio Hussong.
Pancho know that, Cisco, and Cisco know that, Cisco. But do the burros know that, Cisco?
I see what you mean, Chico.
Why this gotta happen now? Everybody in the town gathering around.
How can we get the burros started again?
Well, gotta do what Cousin Paul Frio, back in MSU, tell Pancho to do. Get all your long-eared man's canaries.
Please, amigos. You all know how temperamental burros can be. Give me, compañero, a chance to get them started again. Now, what did Cousin Porfirio tell you to do?
Well, he got to have the right answer, because he thinks so much all the time.
Well, what does he think about?
Cousin Porfirio think about how he liked to be the grandest caballero in all Hermosillo. He think about how he liked to be the greatest Latin lover in all Mexico. He think about how he'd be the
bestest driver of burros in the whole wide world.
Aren't you able to see Cousin Porfirio think about this before when he was riding with you, Cisco?
Many times. But it does not get the burros moving. Please, amigos, will you be silent for a momento? Now, what does Porfirio do?
He sing to the burros.
Oh, no.
See, Cisco, that's what he do.
Well, go ahead. Quieto, amigos, por favor. Quieto.
Beautiful burros, listen to me. Lift up your head so you're able to see. Open your long ears and sing with me.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
They listen to you, Pancho, but they do not move.
Use a whip on those stubborn goats and they'll move.
Mother me, is this going a midget and a giant?
Yeah, that's right, senor, fat one.
Oh, you call the fat one, you overgrown baboon.
Pancho.
Here, let me take that whip of yours and I'll show you, Pancho.
Now, watch him, friends. Fred here is an expert. He used to have a bullwhip act with the circus.
This is the way to do it.
Hey, what do you do to the burros, you little coyote, Joe? Why don't you take back the bullwhip?
Hey, will you shut up?
Get out.
Hey, what's the idea of picking on a little guy like him?
Same thing applies to you, hombre. You are twice the size of Pancho.
Well, then get out of my way and you won't get hurt.
Make as you are. You can be chopped down to my size.
Not by you. Long-nosed greenhorn.
Look out, Cisco. He got the tramp on your head with his boot heels.
Not while I can roll away.
Try to roll away from this.
Oh, stop that's my back.
Stop that. Take your knee from Cisco's back. You break his back.
What is going on here, senor? Senor Big Jim, enough of this. Please, senor. Senores, I beg both of you to put aside your anger.
Yeah. All right, Walt. But only because you asked me.
Your size gives you an advantage, hombre,
you
but
you remember that any time you go to tango with Big Jim Murphy.
Cisco not afraid of that big ox bully. In a fair fight, Cisco beat him up any time.
Cisco? The Cisco kid?
Yeah, he's a Cisco kid and I Pancho.
We have been anxiously waiting for you, Cisco. Is that not the truth, Fritz?
See, more so now after what has happened.
Why? Because of the fight, senor...
I am sorry, Cisco. I am Walter Husang. This is the captain of the harbor boat, Fritz Lavrenz.
What is this, señores? Padre Esteban of the San Fernando Mission requested that the cargo of these burros carry be delivered to you, señor Husang.
Gracias, Cisco. We are most grateful to you for bringing the gifts from the other missions.
No, the padres of the other missions want to see this mission Santa Isabel build up again. They're glad to send these gifts and treasures. You see, the burros agree with Pancho.
I'm afraid that is because of the misfortune that has befallen us. The mission will not be entirely completed.
What misfortune?
The fault is mine.
No, Wally, you could do nothing.
You are all my friends and try to excuse me, but the blame is on my shoulders.
What blame are you talking about, Wally?
Blame for the loss of the golden statue of Santa Isabel.
The original statue that was to be placed in the mission when it was first founded. It was made of pure gold. And the halo is fashioned of 32 flawlessly cut diamonds.
Lost, you say? Where'd you lose it and how?
The box containing the statue fell overboard from the deck of Fritz's boat as we were coming ashore. It now lies in 10 fathoms of water at the bottom of Todos Santos Bay.
Big Jim, can't you row any faster?
Keep your prattling tongue still, Fred. I'm pulling the oars with all my strength.
Ah, there's the open sea ahead. I only hope none of them ashore saw us row out here.
They were all so busy watching the Cisco kid prepare to go after the golden statue at the bottom of the bay that they had no time to see anything else.
I sure hope you're right, Big Jim.
With all the small boats that'll be around Cisco, no one'll ever notice us. You better bait that hook.
Yeah, fresh meat in a long line. It'll attract every shark in the Pacific Ocean.
All we need is one of them. One shark that'll follow that fresh meat scent until we lead it to its prey. The Cisco Kid.
What chance can Cisco have against a shark at the bottom of Todos Santos Bay? In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
When it's noontime in the kitchen and the footsteps on the porch mean the kids are home for lunch, just break into the bread box and sing out with this tune.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread. Ah, that means good butternut bread. Especially good for that noontime lunch when the appetites are hearty, the time is short, and the need for quick food energy is mighty big. Those fresh, tender slices of butternut make top-flight sandwiches. Butternut's easy to spread and even easier to eat with any sandwich filler. And most important, butternut bread is good for you, good for those hungry youngsters who need a nourishing lunch. You see, butternut is made from the finest, naturally nutritious ingredients, and it's enriched with extra vitamins and minerals. So next time your family sits down to lunch, just remember this song.
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Good butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Intrigue in Ensenada. Cisco and Poncho are entrusted with a treasure of valuable gifts for the mission being rebuilt in Ensenada, Baja California. When they arrive in town, they have trouble with Big Jim Murphy, a giant of tremendous strength, and with Fred Ross, a midget, whose keen sense for treasure has brought him to Ensenada. They all learn that a most priceless statue of gold and diamonds has been lost from the deck of Fritz LeBren's boat and is now at the bottom of Todos Santos Bay. Unknown to Cisco, Jim and Fred are luring a shark into the bay as he is about to go down into the water after the statue. Oh.
I would say this is the spot, Walter.
See, Fritz, this is it. Almost halfway to Punta Banda. This is where the box went off the deck of the boat.
Well, here look awful deep to Ponzi, Senor Hussang. Better you not get down into that water, Cisco.
I will be all right, Poncho.
Please think it over again, Cisco. The water here is about 10 fathoms deep.
Oh, that is not too bad, Senor Walter. I have been down in 60 feet of water before.
Then as long as you hold your breath and come up slowly, there is nothing to worry about. These waters are safe.
Why do you not do it, Senor Fritz?
Poncho.
That is a good question, Poncho. In answer, I must confess, I cannot hold my breath long enough to go down to the bottom, loop a rope around the box, and come up slowly.
It is most important you do not forget to let yourself come to the surface slowly, Cisco.
I will remember, Senor Walter. I'll be back on board the boat with the box before you know it. Hasta luego, amigos!
Hasta luego, Cisco. Vaya con Dios, Cisco.
Gracias. Adios!
Line, Fred, before the shark gets the bait.
There, I did it. He missed the meat again. He's still following the boat. Row faster, Big Jim.
This is fast enough. I don't want to attract attention.
Oh, don't worry about it. Those yokels are all so busy watching the spot where Cisco went down into the water, they wouldn't notice a whole school of sharks.
Now, peel out that rope again, Fred. We don't want that shark to lose interest until after he finds his prey.
Hey, where is he? I don't see the fin of that shark anymore, do you?
No. Blast it, you don't suppose we lost him, do you?
You can't throw out the line again. We're too near the other boats.
What happened? Did they catch on to what we're doing?
No, look. That shark's over near Fritz LeBrance's boat.
Get rid of the meat off that hook, Fred. So there'll be nothing to connect us with the sharks being here.
There! The bait's gone. Hey, what's that?
That was Walter Hussong. He just took a shot at the shark.
Hey, there goes that fat partner Cisco's blasting away at the shark. If he hits him...
Don't worry about that now. That shark's made a deep dive after the Cisco Kid.
Yeah, and they'll soon be crying over his grave in 60 feet of water.
Senor Wolf, Senor Fritz, you let go of Pancho. Pancho, gotta try to help Cisco.
Please listen to me, Pancho. There is nothing you can do. You said before you cannot even swim.
Here, Walter. Some of you others, hold on to Pancho.
I am going into the water.
Madre mía, look. There's Cisco.
Look at that. Luis, Alberto, Carlos. Hey. You others in the small boats. Hold Cisco out of the water. Quickly, the shark.
Some of you beat the water with your oars. Pronto.
Hurry. Here comes that shark again. You're not get Cisco, your maverick shark.
Bueno, Pancho, you killed the shark. You saved Cisco's life. That man-eater will never attack another human being.
They have Cisco in a small boat. We must get him aboard right away.
Why Cisco not come too, Senor Fritz? He not can be drowned.
I do not think he is drowned, Pancho. I think he came to the service too quickly.
Luis, Carlos, lift Cisco. We will take him aboard.
Careful now. Careful.
I have his shoulders.
Oh, Cisco, you gotta be all right.
Here, let me help you with Cisco, Fritz.
A shark in Todos Santos Bay. It did not come here by chance. It is no accident. It was baited and led here by someone who wants to see Cisco die.
Not so fast, Big Jim. I can't keep up with you when you walk so fast.
Blast his hide. Cisco's got the luck of a cat with nine lives to be able to escape from that shark like he did.
The important thing is that he had time enough to loop a rope around that box. They've got the gold statue.
Now, forget about it. If we can get away with the stuff Cisco and Pancho brought down to Ensenada, we'll be doing all right.
The gifts Cisco and Pancho brought are in Walter Usong's storehouse at his estate, Quintas Papagayos.
Yeah, that storehouse has adobe walls 4 feet thick. A lock on the door is so big, even I couldn't break it.
You won't have to. Come on. Do you remember the high window Husong mentioned as being the only source of ventilation?
Yeah. It's almost 8 feet from the ground. The bars across it are as thick as my wrist.
The window's high enough, and the bars are strong enough to keep the average man out. But I...
Hey, you could at that. Why, you could squeeze between those bars and get inside the storehouse, Fred. You're small enough.
That's what I figure to do. As soon as they open the door of the storehouse and come in, I'll be able to get the drop on them.
And I'll be able to kill them.
Now, that'd be a pretty dumb thing to do. You'd have the whole town down on us in no time. I'll keep them as hostages while you load everything onto LeBrince's boat.
Well, it's foolproof. But before we shove off, I'd like to get my hands on that Cisco kid once more. Nothing I'd like better than to finish the job I started by breaking his neck.
Does the jolting of the cart make you uncomfortable, Cisco? We can slow down to a walk.
I am all right, Senor Walter. Keep on going as you are.
I have never seen anyone recover so quickly as you have, Cisco.
And that's because Cisco's so healthy and strong, Senor Fritz. Any other hombre but Cisco, he'd not be alive now.
Oh, come now, Pancho. I was just lucky.
We also were lucky, Cisco. Lucky that the padres of the other missions chose you to come to us. This golden statue of Santa Isabel would still be at the bottom of the bay but for you.
You know, I would never have allowed you to go down into the water if I knew about the shark, Cisco.
Of course I know that, Senor Fritz. And as soon as I am able, I am going after those two coyotes who lured that shark into Todos Santos Bay.
We need no further proof after finding their boat with the line and the hook that the midget and the giant were responsible.
No doubt they're many, many miles from here now. Well, we pick up your trail, Cisco, when you're all well again.
I am all right, I tell you. And we'll go after them in the morning.
You are both my guests, Cisco, and you, Pancho, for as long as you will stay here.
Gracias, Señor Walter. You have a very beautiful estancia.
Yeah, but why did you give it such a name?
Quintas Papagayo?
Si, Quintas Papagayo. Why did you call it the country estates of the big Papa Parrots?
That is a good translation, Pancho. Truthfully, I chose the name because I like the looks of it and I like the musical sound of the words. Ho, ho, caballos. Ho, ho.
Soon as we put the statue of Santa Isabel into the storehouse with the other treasures, we will take you to the house, Cisco.
Yeah, you stay here. We're able to carry the box. Santa's, nobody could break into that storehouse, Senor Wolf.
I purposely had it built so no one would try, Pancho.
Well, if I can help you, I will.
No. You stay here, Cisco. Ah, here's the key. Here's the door unlocked and opened. Come in, please.
We can set this with the other boxes you and Cisco brought, Pancho.
That's fine, gentlemen. Leave it there and raise your hands. Carefully, I hit what I aim at.
Mother me, the midget.
How did you get in here?
The window. Only he could squeeze through the bars.
Do you drop the guns or I show you how good I was when I was with the circus?
We do as you say. But it can do you no good. How can you escape from here?
With you as my hostages, who will dare to stop me? We're moving all this stuff out to the wagon and then to your boat, LeBrenz.
Not so fast, little hombre. Now you are the one who is covered. Drop the gun before you turn around.
Bueno, Cisco. Pancho knows you come to the rescue. Cisco, the giant, in back of you.
Don't move, Cisco.
Now it's your turn. Let go of your gun. Easy like. Now go on. This is far enough.
Ah, we're still a good team, Big Jim. As soon as I get my gun, you can get rid of Cisco like you wanted to.
Not while I can grab your gun, you big mummy. Ah, missed me.
I don't need a gun to break your back.
First you will have. Get your hands on me. And before you can do it.
I'll tear you apart.
Not while I can get a hold. Flip you over my head.
The way to do it, Cisco. You throw him over your head and knock him out.
I believe every word of what you say about Cisco's good health and strength, Pancho.
And when the law is through with these two would-be killers, they will believe every word of what they have heard about Cisco's ability to make criminals pay for their crimes to the law.
Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
You know that that Fred Ross and that Big Jim Murphy get what they deserve.
Si. Well, that is the way it should be, Pancho.
It should be like that.
Si. You know that the justice in Ensenada is the same as in the United States.
All the people there be proud of the mission when it's built.
Well, they have a right to be proud of the whole beautiful town.
Yeah, and the beautiful Torre Santos Bay.
It's good to know it is safe from sharks.
They probably not never get another one in the bay again. But you know, Cisco, Pancho's cousin 5 times away, Felipe, he not afraid to go swimming in the water. Were there a shark?
Flippy is not afraid of sharks?
Flippy not afraid of sharks. Huh? He swim right out in the middle of the man-eating sharks. And they never bother him.
Well, how is that possible?
Because the tattoo he got on his chest.
Man-eating sharks will not bother him because of the tattoo on his chest? Oh, what is it?
A porcupine.
Well?
Not even a shark would swallow that.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Because a good breakfast means a good morning, build a better breakfast every day. A good breakfast always includes plenty of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, eat a better breakfast. Eat plenty of crisp, crunchy slices of good butternut toast. Enjoy it with fresh butter, homemade strawberry preserves, or as French toast. You can do anything with butternut. Serve it any way you like, and you'll always like it. That's because butternut is always the same. Every loaf, every slice, is always the same fine texture, the same creamy whiteness, the same delicious flavor. Anytime you open a blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper, you can rest assured that you're about to serve the finest bread that's baked. Then when you buy bread by name. Insist on butternut bread, good butternut bread, in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. Try a loaf tomorrow.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.